Hi, Mark. Wake up, everybody. You have to wake up. This is mandatory. It's morning drive. It's 10:16 in the morning. You should already be awake. Hello. This is the Notch.
Yeah, we're here. We're your wake up call that you didn't ask for. Wake up.
No, you didn't ask for it, but you need it and you will love it. Please.
We know you need it. You've been telling yourself and your wife that you would wake up 6 a.m. Yeah. every day and you haven't. So here's your chance. Now's your chance to redeem yourself.
Yeah. We're like the work, the Santa Claus for the work week. That's how I like to think of
us. Yeah, we give you gifts for your beautiful work week.
Surprise gifts that make you a better person, make you a greedier person, but ultimately fuel you to, like be a bigger capitalist.
And be a better person.
That's true. They're like hand in hand.
Yeah.
hello, Jesse.
Hello, Notch.
You're my co-host.
Yeah, but I'm also the main host.
That's true. She's the main host, and I'm like... For supporting it.
you're my co-host. I'm the main host.
Yeah, but I thought it was
he's
mutual.
He's had it wrong this whole time. Guys, he's been telling you the wrong story.
Whoa.
I'm the main host and he's the co-host. Duh.
All right, I think we have to go to commercial.
All right.
No, I'm just fooling around.
You understand this though, right?
Yeah, I get it.
Okay.
Thank you, Jesse. Now, listen, I'm on the spot. We might have to, like, reevaluate our paychecks, which I'm okay with because it's, like, ultimately, what, I can't take it with me, right? So it's not a big
yeah,
deal.
Yeah, so it's okay. You can just give it all up now.
Yeah.
To me.
We are successful radio people. We do live together because we're married.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, like, ultimately, like, we share this wealth. But, you know, like, I am kind of trying to reevaluate my contract, and it's not looking too good. Oh, my gosh.
We do share the wealth, and yes, but we don't share certain other, like, what's a snack you don't like me to eating?
What are you talking about? I don't, like, hoard snacks.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Do you think I hoard something?
There's certain snacks that you eat. A bunch of before I could even...
I eat a lot of the hummus. I know that.
You are a hummus head. Yeah.
Reese's peanut butter cups, maybe. I eat a lot of those.
Mm-hmm. What's one thing that cannot... I don't know. Maybe not. I want to say popcorn, but we hardly ever have popcorn. You know what it is? Hot fries. Hot fries.
Sorry. It's hard.
Those cannot. No matter what. They'll be gone.
That's true. It's hard for me to balance this out.
Okay.
Listen, folks. I'm getting stressed out. I think our audience is getting stressed out, too.
I'm sorry, guys. This is supposed to be fun.
You know, we try so hard to have fun. We try really hard.
Yeah. Sometimes it's just, like, not possible. But at least we tried, right?
Yeah, it's true. It's like the effort. It's like we get experience points nonetheless.
Yeah.
Okay.
We get 5% off the next one.
Listen, it's 10:19 in the morning. Good morning, everybody. We hope you're having good coffee. We hope you're, like, at work or whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
We just hope it's happening.
We hope that you're up drinking coffee and listening to us.
Jesse, I've got multiple questions on my brain. What can I do about this?
Ask them.
Okay. And a lot of my questions I want to direct specifically towards you, okay?
Okay.
Let's do this in the catch-up segment.
Ugh, my favorite.
What? What's with that voice?
It's my favorite segment.
Turn that shit off.
That's what she's saying right now.
Yeah.
Why? Why do you hate it? Why do you hate catching up with
us?
I don't
know, because then it makes me think about my life and how much I haven't accomplished in the last time. Since the last time we spoke to our fans.
Oh, you mean Friday or whenever? Tuesday? Because, like,
yeah,
we were on the
true.
We were on the air yesterday, you know?
According to this make-believe podcast.
Nobody's judging you. It's a radio show, too, by the way. Yeah, good morning, Austin.
All right, so catch up. Let's catch up. Let me catch up with you, audience, and dear co-host.
Thank you. I'm your subordinate host.
My subordinate host, because I am the main host.
Yeah, please don't fire me.
I guess, man, what have I been doing? I've been, you know, making doodling. I've been drawing still. We recently went on vacation. That was nice, but also stressful because my co-host Notch got his life threatened.
You're kidding, really? Really?
Hey, but the rest of it was great, and I don't know. What do you want to like talk about? Our vacation?
Yeah, it was a little. Well, the one part that Jesse's talking about is like this.
Yeah. He's like, he said his name and he said, I'm gonna kill you.
No, he says, I'm gonna shoot you in the fucking face.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Anyhow, listen, folks. We were, yeah, you know, like, cause, like, you know, everybody knows, like, I don't know if we've talked about it too much on the show, but Austin's getting expensive. So, as a couple of, you know, workaday, like, working class blokes here in the ATX,
hey,
Bat City.
Blokes means men only, so I'm a woman.
No, it's like, isn't it gender neutral? Like,
no.
Like, everybody says guys, but they mean everybody. They don't mean just dudes.
I think books means dudes.
All right, so how about guys?
Okay.
How about this? People.
Okay, that's better.
There we go. There we go, folks. I mean, I'm trying to come from, like, an HR perspective.
I mean, it's really not, it's not that we're getting priced out. It's more, like, Texas politics, you know? Like, you know, they pretty much just banned abortion and...
Oh, and everybody can carry guns, too. That's
everyone
dangerous.
Everyone can carry guns. Like, it's just, it's not the ideal place to be right now. No. So we're checking our options, and one of our options is California.
Holly weird.
Yeah. It was fun. Maybe we might move there. Maybe we won't.
It's, like, very complicated. Like, listen, you can hear me hedging my bets, like, in what I'm saying, right? Like, it's very obvious. I don't know. Like, you know, like, have I shared this on the air?
I don't know. You shared your weed smoking on the air, which is happening now.
No, I'm vaping. I have a new vape shop that I go to. I like to get the tobacco juice running through my system for the show. Along with the coffee. Don't talk to me before I've drank it. But, like, you know, have I talked about this at the air, how I'm a bipolar person?
I'm not sure, maybe.
I don't know. Probably I have at some point. But it's like, you know, this vacation that we took to LA felt very bipolar. You know what I mean? It's like, we'd have, like, a string of, like, cool shit happening, and then, like, a fucking string of, like,
bad
stressful
things.
Shit, you know?
Yeah, like, nice things would happen, we'd be like, oh, this vacation is great. Let's keep doing this, and then, like, right after, like, something horrible would happen. And, like,
good travel industry in LA. Obviously, there's a million hotels, so it's like, if you can find something, try it out. I think we stayed in areas that were a little bit too touristy. I think Holly Weird Avenue was a little bit too touristy.
Yeah.
Also, like, because we went during.
It was
shut down.
Yeah, it was
everything
open
was
yet.
Like limited.
I don't know why I thought they were open as well, just because, I mean, we live in Texas and it's been open.
That's
so
true.
So for some reason I thought, oh yeah, it'll be fine. Like, but it wasn't, because almost everything was still kind of like half capacity or just closed.
Crazy lines outside Amoeba. I love Amoeba, but like we didn't get to go. Holler Amoeba. Crazy lines outside the fucking Funko store. So check
crazy
it out.
Crazy lines outside the CVS. Like,
and the Dunkin' Donuts.
And the Dunkin' Donuts.
Hell no.
It's just so much.
Anyhow, but like, I mean, it seems like there's a lot of good shit going on out there. But listen, we don't need to like editorialize. It was, I mean, it's still potentially doable, but. You know, this is an Austin show, folks. We're not trying to, like, make our bosses nervous or anything, but it was just something worth exploring.
Yeah.
Like I'm saying, my contract negotiations don't look too good right now.
So we might as well move on up.
Whoa! Don't tell the bosses that, please. I hope they're not listening.
I am sure they're not.
Cool. We got, like, supporters. And, like, yeah, we have, like, just like the Today Show, people are gathering outside the studio. Like, in olden days, like, people are...
Yeah, like
nature is healing.
In the, it's like Good Morning America up in here in the old ATX. There's people standing outside with like signs saying like "Hello, Jess and Notch.
Yeah,
we miss you."
Don't feed the adrenochrome to the demon rats. Okay.
Yeah, and I know what that means because of a funny conspiracy show we were watching today.
The Borat one.
The Borat one. That was cool.
It's for Amazon people only. And, like, we're not, like, we're, listen.
If you guys want to watch it, we can hook you up with that Amazon P-dub.
It's true. We don't support Amazon, so if, like, we can help, like, bleed them, like, for sure.
We can help you access that without having to spend a penny.
That's crazy.
Or
Amazon.
$1.
Hey, and they like Amazon bought MGM Studio too, so that's pretty
Dang.
Crazy.
The one with the elephant, the lion?
Yeah, the growler.
Wow.
Mr. Growler himself. That's what the
Mr.
G stands
G.
for. Mr. Growler Movies.
The growler of the movies.
That's what it stands for. Hey, we also checked that Santa Monica Pier. That was cool. But, like, you know, yeah,
that
also
was my
you could
favorite.
Take joints out there and fucking beer. Like,
that was my absolute favorite, that part. I have never been to a ocean or beach or anything like that. I'm a little desert rat.
Oh my gosh.
It was great. It was beautiful.
The audience loves that you were able to experience that for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
We love beaches. We're beach heads now.
We're beach heads. I had beach waves in my head. Beach curls, you know. All you girls know what those are and how much you like them.
And dudes with long pandemic hair like me.
Mm-hmm. You had those beach curls too.
Beach curls. Hell yeah. Like my pubes.
Beach waves. And we had a great shrimp also on the pier that made us break out in hives.
Oh, that's true.
An hour later.
Hey, listen, yeah. We had to do a lot of hotel hopping, you know. We rode the metro. That was great. That was, like, fucking valuable as hell.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to get some goddamn lifts out there.
$2 to, like, travel all the way to the end of town.
Nah, I got all day passes, so it was, like, $20. Seriously, hey, but that's still cheaper than a goddamn Lyft, right?
Yeah, it would have been like $80.
All right, so if you're thinking about visiting LA, please do so. Please watch out.
Get like, a Metro card.
Yeah, hey, that's for sure.
Those ride shares are...
Hey, also, if we can recommend something, they got some good goddamn dim sum down in Little Tokyo.
God, those are great.
Oh,
those
and
hit the spot.
And I got those like import Kit Kats, so that was wonderful.
And I had a great... Thai boba. No, not boba. Is that what it's called? Boba?
Yeah, the boba tea.
Boba tea. I had a great Thai boba tea.
Was, yeah.
Super tasty.
You got that jewelry from that spot.
I got some cool earrings I still need to wear.
Hey, I got the best fucking bamboo shoots I ever had in my life there.
Mm-hmm. They're
Seriously.
Like, it's like they sat in like great marinade for like days or something. Because it was tasty.
Tasty as hell. Okay, listen. Wow, that was so damn good.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that could happen with bamboo shoots. Okay, listen, check it out, folks. Little Tokyo, LA.
Yeah. Check it out. It's great. You can, like, we got some really cute Lucky Cat matching mugs for only $5 at one of our little stores.
Earthenware.
Yeah, I'm excited.
All right, listen, folks. Like we have to move on. We're getting some calls, but we can't take them right now, okay?
Yeah, because we're giving you all the attention in the world.
Yeah. So, sorry, let me go ahead and put this down. Oh, shit.
Our
okay.
producer's not doing a great job at answering these phone calls.
Well, it's like, remember how we took that flight back from L.A.? The pilot was rusty, so it was a real rough landing.
Yeah, like, both times, right? Like
mostly on the way back, though.
Hit the ground running, as they say.
All right, that was a catch-up segment, folks. Listen, maybe we're just going to, like, stay put in Austin for a little bit. You never know.
Bit.
You just never know, folks. At least you're going to stay put in Austin, so it's like you see where we're coming from. Okay, listen, it's 10:29 in the morning. This is the mustard segment coming up. We're like a little behind schedule because we took it real easy on that segment. Mustard! Stuff you must have heard about.
Ooh, tell me.
Okay, now, I don't know if you saw the prep sheet, Grandma. I mean, Jesse.
I have not, and please don't ever call me grandma on this show.
Oh, shit.
It's on the contract.
Oh, no, okay. That's true.
We're going to have to take this off the show.
Get written up.
Or else I'm going to have to sue you.
There we go. That's the bottom dollar. People are moving to Austin, okay? So this is what prompted our fucking trip to LA in the first place.
Mr. Rogi, Mr. Elon.
Your boy Elon Musk.
And apparently Mr. Rogi is bringing a lot of horrible, horrible racist comedians to our
Oh
city.
Shit, your boy Tony Hinchcliffe.
Yeah. So
that's true, that dude sucks.
So this city is about to turn bro-y, but I mean the OGs are trying to like keep it up. But it's hard. It's hard with such a big guy.
Yeah, it's a bummer, but it's like crummy people are going to go every place. Like, you notice how it's like all these places where you see some great shots of of America, it's like they're all filled with white supremacists.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they, like, you know, they're trying to conquer beautiful places where people used to live before.
Yep.
Anyhow, what can you do? Here's the deal, folks. All right, so we have sort of like mixed feelings about all of this, about it, like so many people moving to Austin, because yeah, we're getting like priced the hell out of this. But this, according to Zillow, you know, real estate is on the rise in Austin. I mean, anybody listening to the show knows this. You hear baloney in the studio?
And people with like a lot of money and great credit are like not able to get home. So imagine being like a poor motherfucker trying to get your first home in Austin.
Oh, we don't have to
work.
Yeah, we don't have to imagine.
Yeah, it's just not gonna happen.
Yeah, and even like rent in apartments is going up like wild, you know?
Yeah.
And like during that freeze, people in apartments haven't had access to water in forever.
Yeah,
like,
they had to fucking like protest their own apartment complex. Mm-hmm. Stand out there with like signs saying like, hey, somebody help us.
Yeah, so the real estate value is grown here faster than almost any other place in the country right now. So this is really something to look out for folks. I mean, I know unless you have a lot of cash, it's hard to get a house.
Yeah, a lot of people are just buying stuff cash too. Is something else. Another thing that I've heard, like, that's insane.
Too much.
So who knows? Who knows what this little magical little spot in Texas will be like in the next 5 years? Probably not great.
Oh, God. So, yeah, I mean, listen, folks, if you're working class folks like us, that's going to be a little bit dicey.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that's happening. And like, I wanted to piggyback on top of that mustard segment with something that we've been here for a number of years. And this was startling to me when I saw it. Jesse, we call you grandma again.
Please don't.
And this is like, I wish we had some RIP music. I don't need to get it out right now because it would be contrary to the mustard theme.
The funeral music? Yeah, go ahead, do it.
I'll do a 21 gun salute. Here, let me do it right here real fast with my my shotgun. Whoa, okay, there we go. 21 guns. Whoa, there we go. Some more. Very respectful. So here's the thing. The last house on Rainy Street is cleared for demolition. This is the last residential house. Isn't that fucked up? When we got here, there were several residential streets. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, several residential houses, and now they're all gone.
It's like that little area where, was it Cesar Chavez? Or like in front of drinks, there's still, or maybe I haven't even seen, but there used to be residential housing around there. Like near Drinks Lounge on Cesar Chavez.
Oh, there's not anymore?
So.
Hey, but like a lot of those places are like lawyers' houses. It's like going down like, what, Montana and El Paso, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So what are you going to do? Like, but because there were, that was one of the fun things to see so many houses converted into bars. But there were still like a bunch of houses in the area. So that was one of the fun things about it.
Yeah, that's what made it like, I don't know. Interesting. So now it's just a little corporate little strip bar strip.
Yeah, hard to get to, but easy to appreciate.
Yeah. Well, last time we went down there, it was just as packed as East 6th Street, right? Like it was like swarming with people.
Hey, you know my nephew's gonna visit. I wonder if he's gonna like check any of that out because.
I mean, he should just to like get the whole experience, right?
That's true.
He's what, 22 years old?
Something like that. Yeah. I mean, yeah. But it is a lot of fun.
Interesting.
At least once, you know,
he's got to fucking sit on the sidewalk eating a Rapallo's pizza, being horribly wasted, with someone sitting next to you that's puking.
Yeah, no, it's part of it.
That's the awesome experience.
With the cops on horseback directly behind you, yeah. You know, shining their flashlights on you.
You're trying to avoid eye contact with them.
Yeah, so, I mean, we're not going to talk him out of it. But so that's like the end of an era. I mean, we've only been here for X amount of years. I'm sure people like real Austinites, you know, they are, they hate that we're saying this. They dislike us for being on the air and talking like we've experienced old Austin.
How long is X? Like... Six plus years, right?
Yeah, we've only been here since 2014.
15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21.
And please don't stop. Don't turn the station.
It's like 7 years, huh?
We got more cred than a lot of people on the radio in Austin.
That's true.
Yeah, 7 years. But yeah, like, come on. We're like born in Texas, so give us a break, please.
Yeah. It's like we've been here our whole lives.
Pretty much. Okay, so go to Ready Street, folks. Check it out. Look at this house. Maybe you can like squat in it, break in, take some pictures, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. That's the mustard segment. This is a real leisurely show.
I like this show.
Me too. I hope our listeners like it as well.
Yeah.
Okay, listen. I have a question for you, Jesse.
What?
Do you understand the next segment that's coming up?
No, because I haven't looked at the Google shape.
Well, that's our little...
Hold on, give me 1 second.
Do you recognize the music?
I think it's time for me to tell you something about our weather.
Woo!
All right, guys. Hey, you know what? We've been having a lot of rains, thanks to the rain gods.
Jesus is crying
a lot.
You know,
it really helped our... We have a little peach tree in front of the studio. And man, that thing flourished with these great Austin rains. But if you hate the rain and if you get super depressed when it's cloudy, then I have some good news for you, because this week is the beginning of no rain and super hot days, which is pretty much summer. Woo!
Oh my gosh.
So today, it'll be the first high of the, I want to say triple digits, but almost triple digits, which is 90 degrees. And a low of 73 degrees. So it's going to be humid because it's been raining this whole time.
Mm.
And it's also partly cloudy today. But after today, it's just going to be sun, sun, sun. So you're going to be having a lot of fun in that sun. But yeah, expect warmer temps. And if you like the hot sun, then this is great news for you, right?
Hey, imagine, right?
Yeah.
A little bit of sunscreen. Hey, we've all been cooped up for like a chunk of time.
I think we all need some vitamin D.
Oh, is that some sort of euphemism?
We need some D.
Whoa! Yeah.
Some vitamin D, which is the sun. It's provided by the sun, apparently. But anyway, guys, yeah, it's a good week. It's not going to be as soggy, so that's cool.
Wow.
And that's it for my weather segment. Thank you.
Whoa, okay, thank you, Jesse. Good to know, everybody. It's gonna get wet out there, it's gonna get humid. You know, you gotta like put conditioner in your hair, that kind of thing.
No, you don't put conditioner in your hair.
What?
Because it's gonna be extra greasy.
What? Extra greasy?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, you did call my hair greasy today.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. All right, that's enough.
Just don't put that conditioner in there.
Come on,
just put that antifreeze serum in there.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Sorry, guys. Antifrizz, not antifreeze.
Antifreeze? I don't even know what the hell you're talking about. antifreeze serum. That sounds like mutagen or something.
Yeah, it's antifrizz.
Okay, listen, folks. We're behind schedule.
Antifrizz, not antifreeze.
We have to go to commercial.
Antifrizz.
Hey, no, we get to go to commercial. Do you know what I mean?
We get to because of these beautiful sponsors that love us.
And they love you. They want to make your lives better.
Yeah. They want you to buy their stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
Imagine the perfect video store. It would have a great selection, right? Right! Over 10,000 videos. 3 evening rentals, so no rush, no hassle. Fast checkout. 24-hour quick drop return. Open late every night. Well, the perfect video store...
Welcome to Blockbuster Video!
...is popping up all over the country. There's one near you.
Blockbuster Video. Wow, what a difference.
What's next? Requiring a license to make toast in your own damn toaster?
Listen, everybody. Good morning. It's Morning Drive. This is The Notch. Hello.
Oh, no.
Now, listen. With me, as always, is Jesse.
Jesse, the main host.
She's my wonderful main host. Why do I even intro these things anyway?
Yeah, I should be doing it. But I just let you do it because I know you like to.
I have a big insatiable ego. the listeners know this.
It's true.
It's because I had a traumatic childhood where I didn't get any attention. And I'm trying to make up for it in my adulthood.
Yeah. That's like daddy issues, but not really.
Well, you know, like mommy issues too.
Mommy and daddy issues.
I got mommy daddy issues.
He's got parental issues.
Hashtag mommy daddy issues. Hey, you could follow us on the internet, like at Morning Drive Pod. I think it's like Twitter, Instagram.
Yeah. Follow us, please.
We love it. We post. We got like funny, like, well, I say wonderful album art for every single episode.
Yeah, it's great.
Hey, Jesse, by the way, Jesse, you did the, excuse me, cover art for the Morning Drive podcast.
I did.
The new improved.
Hey, if you guys think the new cover art is great, it's because I made it.
It's true. I made the crappy old one. She made the great new
just
one.
Just like he says, it's new and improved. It is really new and improved. Improved. Improved?
Yeah, improved.
Improved.
Hey, let us know if you want to make, like, want us to make stickers out of it. We can do it.
Yeah. We can make stickers.
All right, good morning.
I'm Buttons.
Good morning, Austin. You're in your office. Like, you can slap some of these stickers up around the office. If you're, like, out in the field, like, surveying, you can slap these stickers up on your surveying equipment, you know?
Yeah, on those electrical boxes.
In the restaurant, you can slap it on the backs of your customers, you know?
You can put it on the back of the that little leather pocket thing where you put your ticket in. What are those things called?
The little satchel, your receipt satchel. Where you keep your right orders.
Yeah, what's that called?
Your little order book? I don't know. Fucking I forget. I don't know. Hey, at Morning Drive Pod, let us know what that little thing is called. When you're a server and you have to write down your fucking orders.
Order book.
I don't know. Yeah, pad of paper. It's confusing, folks. I've been out of the service industry for a while, but, like, I may have to go back to it. Who the fuck knows? Mm-hmm. Done it before. Went back, injured myself. Think I'm out of the game.
You injured yourself, like, twice, right?
Yeah, I mean, at the very least, right? Over and over.
Because you had to, like, be fireball with your injured leg, and you were at Capsity with your injured leg.
Oh, shit, that's true.
And you couldn't do Hall of Garden because of the injured leg.
That's funny. Oh, God. What a mess. All right, listen, folks. Okay.
We don't have to air this. Sorry.
No,
guys.
We're airing it. I do feel like that, right? I'm like this too.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit. Okay, so we're behind schedule. We have to catch up, but I want to.
Hey, we've already catched up.
But I have something meaningful to kind of like bring us to some sort of like place of understanding.
Are you gonna propose to me?
We're already married, Jesse.
Oh, that's right.
But we can renew our vows if you'd like.
Okay.
Cool. We're going to do this. Okay. Potentially not in LA, but we have a little travel segment coming up in a little bit, so we maybe like can get into some specifics.
Mm-hmm.
What I would like to talk about specifically is something that, you know, we need to be brought together as people. Oh, my gosh. And, like, because there's so much divisiveness, and I agree that some of the divisiveness is necessary because there are just some people who their intent is to divide us. Their intent is to so chaos and destruction because they're pieces of shit.
It's true. Divide themselves from other people too. Like they, yeah.
But here's the thing. Like, I understand that, like, even with divisive people, like a broken clock is right twice a day. You know what I mean? Like, we all stare up at the same goddamn stars at the end of the evening. And what I would like to focus on just as a human being right now in order to elevate my, you know, level of existence, the plane that I see the world from.
Uh-huh.
What I would like to talk about is something very specific and meaningful. And very important, really, in a general sense. Because we all got to focus on our health. We all got to focus on our, like, mental health as well. And something I think none of us can lose sight of is that which is most universally strengthening. All right? And if I can get specific, I'm talking about celebrity birthdays.
I just realized what the fuck you were leading up to, and that's why I started laughing. You made it sound like it was something deep.
Celebrity birthdays! It is deep! It's the best! We love celebrities! We love them!
That's right. Celebrities, we love you.
They make us who we are. Oh my gosh. They're everything we want to be.
Yeah, we aspire to be you, celebrities.
Celebrities.
So we celebrate you, celebrities.
We love you very much. We do this show basically for this segment, if I can be fucking frank.
Yeah, we live for the celebrity segment.
So happy birthday to these people. And, you know, I do a lot of digging every single day for celebrity birthdays.
Yeah.
Even on the weekends when I don't have to.
So you can DM those celebrities and be like, I hope you had a great birthday.
Yeah, morning drive pod.
I wish you 5 more years of life. Right? No, that's what people say to each other on their birthday, right?
I wish you 5 more years of life. Yeah, that's what we said to each other.
Yeah, every single birthday we tell each other. when we do the toast, we say,
yeah.
I wish you 5 more years of life.
Hey, maybe we can say that on our wedding vow renewal ceremony. Yeah.
I wish you five more years of marriage.
Hey!
Those are actual clinks.
Yeah, we're pouring our coffee into
champagne flutes. With actual champagne in there.
I'm full of coffee, though. I call my coffee champagne, because that's what it means to me in the morning time.
Yeah. Me too.
Okay, listen. Happy birthday to these cool celebrities, and we love them very much. Happy birthday, Lori Metcalf. You're turning 66. You're the senior most birthday person in this group, and... we don't mean to, like, be mean about your age at all.
Don't be mean to not know who you are either. I have no idea who that is.
She's, like, from Roseanne. She's the sister.
Okay.
You know, the wacky sister?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, because Roseanne got fired from the show, she's, like, the main character probably now.
She's the mom.
Whoa, she took over. Yeah, she's, like, I'm the mother now.
Yeah.
Okay. Happy birthday, Lori Metcalf. And also, we're going to wish... I prefer to only wish... birthdays to living people, so that's why I'm wishing a happy birthday to Tupac Shakur. You're turning 50 years old. Happy birthday, Tupac.
He lives.
He's out there living his cool life, you know,
living his best life, as they say.
Yeah, that's true. And we wish you well, you know, like, we don't know where you're hiding out, but, like, people say they see you all over the place.
But I respect you hiding out, you know, so
I get it. Like, we, you know, like, we're kind of famous. We recoil. I personally recoil when fans see me.
Yeah, we hide.
I wear a cape so that I can, like, hold it up and hide my face.
I wear a big baseball cap everywhere I go.
that's like,
it's too big for my head.
It's the biggest baseball cap I've ever seen.
Yeah. I mean, it does the job, you know. People don't see, like, the first half of my face.
That's true.
That's the most distinguishable part of my face, is the first half.
And also, Grandma, you have your baseball cap turned around. Can you show me what's on the front of the baseball cap?
Yeah, hold on.
She's turning it.
Okay. There. Can you see? Can you read?
I'm not wearing my glasses. I can't read.
Hey,
what does it say?
Put your glasses on.
I can't find them.
Oh.
All right, well... I don't know what
it says. Suck it, guys. It says suck it. All right.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's because I'm funny and fun-loving. And so I thought that was the best cap for me. Right?
Well, I do love it.
It really tells people something about my personality.
Okay, I found my glasses. I keep dropping them.
Yeah, he's quite clumsy. His nickname in college was Butter Fingers.
Oh my gosh. Well, I thought that was because I enjoyed to eat Butterfinger candy bars so much.
Yeah. No, it was because you drop stuff.
Oh, yeah. Her hat says suck it. Okay.
Yeah. That's funny?
I had to put my glasses on for that.
I got it because I thought it was funny. Do you think it's funny?
Yeah, that was good.
Cool.
I like that it's super huge, too.
Yeah. That's like, it's really easy to tell.
You look like a cartoon character with your giant hat.
Yeah. And it's a good disguise, you know?
That's true, yeah. But I understand where you're coming from. I'm the same way with my vampire cape. Anyhow, we have more... And we appreciate where you're coming from, Tupac, okay? Like, we're the same way, obviously.
Yeah, we don't want people to know that we're actually alive.
Yeah, come out with some more tunes that we love them. And also, okay, we gotta keep moving on. Happy birthday, John Cho. You're turning 49 years old. John Cho!
Woo!
He's the famous Hollywood actor from Harold and Kumar.
Oh, I imagine so.
Hey, also, you ever seen that movie, what's it called? Fucking Better Luck Tomorrow, I think it was called?
Nah, I never saw that.
Come on, he was in there. It was a good damn movie.
Better Luck. Who else was in that?
The director ended up directing like one of the, or maybe multiple of the Fast and Furious movies.
Hmm. Nope, Justin, never heard.
Justin Lin, what's his name? I fucking
heard.
Forget. I completely forget.
All right, who's next?
Pretty good damn movie. Okay, happy birthday, John Cho, 49. I didn't know he was that old.
Wow, no way.
Hell yeah, boss.
49.
Here's another one. Happy birthday, Ben Queller. You're turning 40. Wait, but you know Ben Queller was so old?
Hey, I figured he was about 40.
What? Yeah. I guess we're all getting old, huh?
I mean, he'll always look like a child, right? But
he wears that little hat with the propeller on the top?
Yeah, and his little, like, freckles and his red hair.
The painted on freckles.
Yeah. I want you to think I'm cool. I grew up in Texas, yeah. All right, that's my Ben Queller.
Oh, God. Okay, you know more than I do, but happy birthday, Ben Queller. We love you.
Oh, come on, do a Ben Queller real quick.
My name is Ben Queller, and I'm here to say I'm the rappin'est guy in the USA.
Yeah, that sounds like him.
Cool, okay. Right, happy birthday, Ben Queller. That was celebrity birthdays. We're happy that we got to do that.
Yeah, hello and happy birthday.
You know, I, according to my little planning sheet here, I got a music segment, but I don't remember planning a fucking damn thing.
You just decided you wanted that segment in there.
Yeah. Okay.
So usually we do like a top a countdown, right? But maybe we don't have one.
Well, because I'm not allowed to do countdowns because whenever we post this radio show up as a podcast.
Okay. Well, you know what? How about we just wing it and talk about music. Right now, since we can't play real music.
Well, we love music, folks.
I know that you've been, like, listening to this, like, Beatles podcast. Can you talk about that? Like, you're, like, obsessed.
Shit, what the hell is it called? One Sweet Dream. That's what it's called.
What? That's what it's called?
Yeah.
One Sweet Dream?
Because it's, like, from a Beatles lyric or something. Like, they probably overthought about what you could call it.
But you love it, right? You're learning
I'm a Beatles head.
About the Beatles.
Well, yeah, and here's the thing, folks. You know, listeners know that I'm a Beatles head, right? The Notch.
Yeah, the Notch is a Beatles head, everybody.
I'm like the fifth Beatle. I'm synonymous with the Beatles.
Yeah, he's got the hair.
I'm a mop top. I'm a lad from Liverpool.
He's a mop top.
And, you know, you got your John Lennon, you got your Paul McCartney, you got your George Harrison, you got Ringo Starr, and you got your Nacho Nova.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. It's a good podcast. They sort of get into the relationship. The whole podcast focuses on the breakup of the Beatles, okay? And, you know, as a Beatles person, I've read Beatles books, you know, but I've never really thought too much about it, like, whatever, you know, like, mm-hmm. Who the hell cares? But, you know, they're, like, sort of focusing on, like, why? Why did this goddamn group broke? They were, like, friends from school, from little kids, you know? Like, they're the fucking powerhouse pop songwriting group of the 20th century.
Yeah, like, why would they just stop?
And it's like they break it down as the relationship between John Lennon and Paul McCartney. It's like he wanted, you know, like some sort of, you know, I was telling Danny, you know, our listeners, Danny from Arby, I was telling him this yesterday when we were out. Like, I know I'm an overbearing person, you know, and like they make John Lennon sound like an overbearing person who's like asking a lot from people, you know?
Mm hmm.
But, and I'm Paul McCartney. Like, they each had their own trauma, and Paul McCartney's like a shut down dude. Like, that's the way he kind of, like, fucking deals with shit. And he's like, he's not able to, like, offer whatever the help people need from him.
Isn't that interesting? Because I kind of, like, you know, that reminds me of our relationship. How I'm pretty, like, you know, I'm in my head. I gotta get, you know, I'm very, what's the word? Not introverted, but I guess I'm introverted.
It's true.
But I'm in my head, like, I don't communicate great. I'm not a great communicator. And you're a great communicator, and, like, you expect these, like, the same
oh my
of
gosh.
Me, which I'm not.
Wait, you're Austin's number one radio host.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry. That's true. I'm the main host.
We believe in you, yeah.
Hey, but real talk, though, isn't that a little bit interesting to find out?
What?
I don't know. Well, for me, it is, at least, how you, like, just... give so much and you expect the same back, but you have to, like, understand that people are on a different level.
Yeah, that's, like, the love language stuff, too, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like, if you have enough empathy to care about what another person appreciates, you can focus on that, look out for it, and also try and find ways to provide that for the other person.
Mm-hmm. Well, we don't mean to be too weird and sappy in relationship.
In the music segment?
In the music segment. So, continue. Talk about the Beatles, please.
Nah, it was a good podcast, but yeah, it was a wild relationship between those two.
Right, because the theory is that John Lennon was in love with Paul McCartney, right?
Yeah, to some extent, probably.
And he was just, like, not having it, and... But I'm pretty sure there was a bit, like, you know, a little romance on the side there.
Who knows? It was the 60s.
Yeah.
It was the swinging 60s.
Experimenting, and you love this person, and you love his art. Like, of course. Like, why wouldn't you want to...
Oh, shit.
Bone down.
You never know, folks. You just never know. Check it out. Once We Dream. But that's something we were checking out. Played the new William Onyebor record that you got me for my birthday last night. I can recommend that for folks as well.
It's great.
It's called Who is William Onyebor? Check it out, folks.
I'm trying to think of an artist that I've heard that's kind of new to me that I can recommend. You know what? I've really been in like a rye kick.
Like rye bread?
Almost, but it's R-H-Y-E. Really great. Like, most of it is instrumental. No, it's not really instrumental. I don't even know how to describe it, but just check it out, guys. Spotify it or whatever.
Yeah, we play
whatever
that.
Whatever you like to listen, stream music on. Yeah. Rye. I like it. It's great. That's my new favorite artist. You know.
Okay, I mean, we'll listen to it after the show, maybe.
Okay.
As we're having our lunches.
That's true. What do you say your new favorite artist is?
That I've been listening to? Like, what are you talking about? New contemporary?
New contemp.
Oh, shit. Jesus. I don't even fucking know.
Like, if you have to, like, reach into your brain and think, like, what's, like, the most recent?
Like, new type person?
New.
Damn, I don't even know, bro. You're putting me on the spot on the show, and, like, I'm flummoxed. Maybe this is, like, evidence of me not being such a great broadcaster. There was that one song from some new dude. It was called Vaping on the Job. That was pretty good. I forget the name of the artist. Vaping on the Job. I can type it in.
Ask Siri.
No, because I don't know. I don't think she appreciates me.
Hey, Siri. Oh, she doesn't know my voice yet.
Nah. It's from Doggy Pool. And the album is The Freelancer's Bible.
What? Never heard.
Yeah, we heard it.
We gotta listen to it after the show.
Yeah, after the show for sure. Okay. I'll keep the tab open.
For sure.
All right, listen. I lived in California for a while, so it's like inevitable. Okay.
That's gag me with the spin.
Oh my gosh, folks.
Okay, sorry.
That was a music segment. That was it. That's all that we have to talk about.
Yeah. Write to us if you want us to talk about other things.
Yeah, Morning Drive Pod. Yeah, we could do like more stuff in the music segment since we can't play stuff necessarily. Yeah, I was wondering how the Beatles podcast gets away with playing the Beatles music. I don't get it.
I'm sure they got some weird rights, right?
I don't know. Must be nice.
Somebody was cousins with Paul McCartney or something.
Okay, I don't mean to alarm anybody in the city. Like, if you're not at work, if you're like somebody who's like a plumber going around in your car. This is an important segment. But we don't want to be alarming, okay? This is a traffic segment.
It's true. Hey,
keep guys, a lookout.
Hey, you'll be really happy to hear that traffic is actually quite smooth because, you know what?
What?
Even though, like, during the pandemic, there was hardly school traffic, but there was a little bit of school traffic, and now there's absolutely no school traffic. So, even though things are opening back up, there's nothing really to report. Other than, like, a little bit of a slowdown on northbound 35 in Cameron. But, yeah, that's always, like, you know, it's right in the middle of the city. So, you can expect that. But other than that, no, everything's running great.
Cool.
Smooth. Okay. Smooth on the 183, smooth on the southbound 1 and the MOPEC and the southbound 35. Great. Pleasant Valley, usually congested, but it's great today. It's just a good day. It's a good traffic day.
Wow. You can keep your windows open, wave at the Mr. Sun, mm-hmm. Mrs. Moon.
Yeah. Wave at the Mr. Cloud.
Mr. and Mrs. Cloud.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, and also it's like maybe you can get a car wash because I think it stopped raining, right?
Because it's not going to rain anymore. So if you've been waiting to get your car washed, today's the day.
Whoa. Hey, get the one where it's like you can just put in quarters and go real quick.
I usually get the one where I can just drive through.
Drive through it. Come on. I don't like that one.
I know. And it's always really bad. Like, there's all kinds of stains on my car still after.
When I was a kid, that used to scare the shit out of me, that little drive-through car wash.
Yeah. I still get scared as a driver. I'm like, oh, God. Like, what if I didn't, like, put my car in neutral? Like, something bad's going to happen.
Like, your car's going to explode in there.
Explode. Like, I always get very nervous. Like, I have, like, an anxiety attack every single time I go through it. God. But it's the most convenient gosh darn thing. So that's why I still do it. That I pay $11 for the shine fucking full package.
Oh, God. Hey, you know what's not expensive and more, like, calm and less stressful? Not getting a car wash, just having a dirty car.
Yeah, but then people at your job are like, hey, are you depressed? Like, why aren't you washing your car?
I have anxiety. I don't want to. I feel like I'm going to die in the car wash.
I feel like I'm dying all the time. So that's why my car is dirty. Like, it doesn't mean I'm a bad worker. Just full of depression and anxiety. Turn down for what?
Turn down for what? All right, I hope I didn't get pulled down for that.
You will.
Come on.
That's like the most fucking famous song ever. Why would you play that?
It's a good drop.
Nah, you gotta like not play that.
All right, we gotta move on. We're being leisurely today.
It's okay. It's our first time back. Like, people understand.
Nah, we were like on the air yesterday. Oh, and I felt like we were like on top of it. Remember we finished early and we played all these extra songs?
I keep forgetting that we were on air yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you were taking your, like, brain drugs. I forgot.
I was taking a big dump most of the time, too, because I had bad diarrhea.
That's true. You were off the air for a lot. That's why I was playing a lot of songs, too.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have a wonderful segment for the listeners and you, Grandma. And also, it's 11 o'clock, by the way, in the morning. I forgot to mention that.
It's 11:04.
Oh, yeah, 11:04. Fuck, shit.
11:04.
Hey, we can do a countdown to 11:05 if you want.
All right.
Okay, 10, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Woo! Ladies and gentlemen, it's 11:05 in the morning. Austin, Texas, Central Time Zone. Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you, Austin, Texas. Okay, so listen. We have to focus on this. It's very important. It's a new segment because it's like summertime. So this is why we're doing this. This is a travel segment. Oh, you know what? This is the wrong music. Let's do this. Woo, the travel segment.
People are, especially after a whole year of being, like, quarantined, people are ready to hit the air.
We can, from the front lines, we can tell you folks, those TSA check-in lines are long.
Oh my goodness. Hey, and apparently they've been a lot longer since we last flew. So the, our partners, KVU News.
Hey, bro.
Released a story that the other day that there's like millions and millions of people at the airport these days, and it's delaying. Like, they say that you gotta get there 3 hours before your flight.
Oh, shit.
Because, like, they showed a picture, like, everyone was, like, packed, like, sardines, like, up into, like, the doors. Like, it was...
Wow, like, where do you walk into the building?
Yeah, like, way worse than it was when we went. Wow. And I thought that was bad. So, apparently, something's going on because people are, like... they said because people were like taking things on their flight that they're not supposed to, so like that delays
like
stuff.
Weed?
Who knows? What else? And just like a shit ton more people flying these days. And what was the other reason?
Less TSA agents or something?
Yeah, there's like less lanes open, and yeah, there's just so much going on. So look that up. Like, that's crazy. Like, there's like been like there, it's an issue right now at Austin Bergstrom Airport.
Probably LAX too. Probably all these like major airports.
Yeah, it was our little wait was kind of a while at LAX, and that security man like who was trying to make us go upstairs. It's like, well, by the time I get upstairs, I'm going to be waiting just as long.
Remember? Get you. Yeah. I think it would have been fine. I mean, they opened up another lane, but we didn't get to benefit from it. And also, I felt fucking on the spot because I had the wrong mask on. That was, like, stressful.
Because you have your little handkerchief mask, and it's...
I wanted to be cool, you know?
Yeah.
Anyhow, listen. This is, like, because we have, like, up to this point, like, had mostly bad travel news. I wanted to introduce, like, sort of a silver lining, yeah.
Okay.
Something positive on the travel hemisphere, at least for Austin listeners. Breaking news. Dateline, Austin, Texas. Austin adds two new nonstop flights to Mexico for under $100 each way. And this is also from KVO, but this is on the Austin Culture Map website. So it's from the company called Viva Aerobus. Never heard of it before. But it's not a bus, it's an airplane. You can go from Austin to Monterrey for $99 or Mexico City for $89.
What?
Get the hell out of here. Hey, now that the country has cooled down a little bit, we can get hopefully some passports.
Our passports, hey. Yeah. Even though we're both first generation. Both her parents were born in Mexico. Like, we shouldn't be able to get to, like, dual citizenship or something.
We should probably move out of America. It's starting to get crazy.
I do have family in Monterrey.
Oh, yeah.
Might as well go. And I have ex-employees that live there.
In $99, we just one-way ticket it. I gotta learn some Spanish. I gotta dust off my Duolingo app.
Mm-hmm. Anyhow, that's great. That's cool. I don't know. I've been hearing the advertisements for, the nonstop flights to Hawaii.
Oh, yeah. Hawaii Airlines from here. Yeah.
But Mexico? That's cool.
They bill itself as Mexico's ultra low cost airline. So I'm also going to like introduce some more negative travel talk with this next part. I wanted to introduce a travel ban segment in our travel segment.
Okay.
And the only place I would recommend the travel ban place for the week. Exactly. Put this on your do not fly list. Texas. Do not travel to Texas.
Why?
And I'm not trying to be a butthole, like, stay out of Texas. We don't like people from California. Because they passed the gun law where you can, like, carry around a gun without a permit now.
You can carry out on the flight?
I don't know about that. But, like, just out and about in Texas.
Yeah.
And also, like, the anti-abortion stuff. Like, I'm just saying, in a general sense, boycott Texas right now.
Yeah, there's all kinds of horrible things happening in Texas right now. things being passed, and that's awful. Like, they're doing what is it, 6 weeks? Usually you don't know, like, what your period, it takes a whole month, so that's 4 weeks. And you don't really realize it's late until you're 2 weeks in, because that's when you're expecting your period, so you really have no time to, like... to think about it or to really get an abortion these days in Texas. But thankfully there's like a ton of organizations that will like help Texas women to get the help that they need if needed. So that's cool.
Yeah, that's good.
I will look at our Twitter and I will mention those organizations' names. But
well, yeah.
For right now, like, that's crazy, right? Like, you don't know until the sixth week if that's the earliest possible time you will know that you're pregnant at the 6 week.
That doesn't, it seems, you know, unfair. That's an impossibly small window.
And then usually whenever you try to get an abortion, these clinics legally have to, like, give you time to think about it. They can't do it right away, so they have to like give you all the like the pamphlets and all the shit and all this information and make you think about it for like a certain amount of time,
and they run the clock out.
Yeah, so it's gonna be like impossible to get an abortion in Texas. So yeah, that's awful. I don't know why we're talking about awful things, but it's something you should know, listeners.
Well, that's true. That's why we're recommending that you boycott Texas.
Yeah.
In any way that you can right now. If you're from Texas and you live in a different state and you want to get one of those, like, cutting boards that's in the shape of Texas, don't do it. Don't get any Texas-themed art. Don't talk about Texas favorably.
If you go to the fucking, the Holiday Inn and they try to serve you a waffle in the shape of Texas, spit on that.
Stomp on it. Spit and stomp.
Spit and stomp. Do the double S.
We like to do that. Okay, so that's our travel bed segment, and we don't normally like to do this, but we had to do it this week. Breaking news.
See, when you come out of those up-tempo goddamn numbers, man, it's impossible to make those transitions.
That's kind of true. Okay, so this is our new segment. This is our book segment. Hey, this is our new segment. It's a book segment. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we like to read books. We like to write books. Some people say that we wrote the book on Good Morning Radio. Have you heard people say that about us?
Mm-mm.
They do say that.
Okay, that's because we're cool.
Yeah, and I would rank us probably as number one cool. But I have some cool book-related things for you.
I hope they're cool. Because to me, anything that's book-related is not cool. That's yeah. For nerds.
You know, Jesse's pretty rock and roll. I'm kind of like...
I don't read books.
I'm like the tortured artist of the show, you know? Like,
yeah, he's the one that reads the books. I just do the spark notes, if you know what I'm talking
about. But
here's
the thing, like, I don't know too much about publishers, but I did a little bit of research. I did a computer search. And like...
Have you guys ever watched L Word? You know what we're talking about. Like when, what was their name?
I don't remember. I forget.
But like every time, like he was like the brainy person, but every time they would research something, like, let me do a computer search. That's funny. All right, go on.
L Word, yeah, it's still filming. I think we finished the new season.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, so publishers. Get a load of this. Publishers, folks. You seen this? You heard about this? But, you know, like, it seems like they're all publishing books just from, like, you know, celebrities, politicians. Like, hey, tell us your story.
Yeah, well, they're, like, ghostwriters, right? Like,
probably.
None of them actually write their books. Right?
I doubt it.
Because, every person from Vanderpump Rules has a book out now. Stassi.
And a podcast.
What's her name? Caitlin. Gina. All of them have a book out. Lala.
Hell no.
Like,
bro.
The only person that I believe that actually wrote a book would be Stassi, because she's
got a stick.
She actually writes and she's smart. But the rest of them, but I don't think she actually wrote her own book.
Oh.
But they all, like, have a book out, and I guess they all have a ghostwriter.
Well, but here's the thing. They all got publishers. That's something that mm-hmm. you've got to think about.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you know, I was looking at this article. It's from The Guardian. I don't know. Is that a good? Because I know Glenn Greenwald used to publish there, and it's like fucking
yeah.
problematic now. But, like, I saw other things too. But, like, so all of these publishing spots seem to just want to, like, focus on doing books from, like, politicians, like, scandalous stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's like all these people that turn out to be, like, white supremacists or whatever that they have to cancel the book deals on. And apparently this is a long-standing thing of publishers. It's like, oh, this guy used to be a Nazi and he's publishing a tell-all book. Like, should we make money from it? And it seems like people want to make money from bad people. You know what I mean? They want to profit off of these tragedies.
God, see, that's a thing. Like, I don't know if I talked about this on the air or if we were just talking about it privately, about art making. Like, these publishers probably really don't want to publish these, but it's just money. Like, money fucking drives everything, like, nowadays, you know? Like,
I think they want people to stop having an issue with them publishing things from terrible people. But I think people should continue to have issues with that because these people don't need platforms.
Yeah, exactly. They're giving them a fucking platform. Like, they're... I don't know.
But I thought... It's just a very weird thing going on in publishing right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like... So, that's the predominant thing from what I was able to tell. And, you know, the article kind of went through a list of, like, all this shit. But,
I mean, to them, maybe they're, like... It's like a ha-ha to them because they're making money off of these people. But also, isn't like dirty money? Like, I'd feel dirty, like making so much money, like giving this fucking ass hat a platform, you know? Like, because so many more dumb people will hear about them and like fall in love with them and then like follow like whatever the fuck they're preaching, you know?
Why make money off of that?
God.
They're publishing, you know who books is publishing? Mike Pence, your boy. Number two, the new Supreme Court, Amy Berndt,
whatever her name is.
Comey. And also, somebody else. Some fucking creep. I should have, like, wrote these, like, bullet points. It's not important. Some other creep. Mike Flynn? I don't know. Some other dope. Anyhow, it's not important. Listen, that's the books I'm getting. But also, I wanted to highlight, because, like, all of this terrible stuff is going on in publishing. One thing I want to highlight is a good book, a wonderful book. Human Stuff, Volume 2, Cuts of Me. It's a new book available, not from a creepy publisher, but from me. I'm an independent publisher. You know, I'm not trying to make money off of anybody else's like tragedy, just my own tragedy.
This is his own tragedy. Like, hey, if you guys, I would recommend this 100%. If I were to give it a Rotten Tomatoes rating, wait, what's the rating? 1 to 5?
Oh, it's rotten. Oh, Jesus. No, it's 1 to 10.
1 to 10. Okay, I would give it an 11.5.
Oh, shit, bro.
If you, I don't know, it's just like a cool, like, you know, like, relatable comic, like, autobio comic, you know? Or graphic, to me, it's a graphic novel almost, you know?
Yeah, autobiographical comics.
If you, like every other person, like, you struggle with, like, some form of mental illness or, like, being accepted or, like, struggling, like, with what life is giving you, this is a great, great comic to check out and to make you feel less like you're alone.
It's a book. Folks, listen, we love it. It's available. Thank you, Jesse. That's the only review I've got from this book, by the way. Nobody else has fucking given me a goddamn word about it. I've given and sold so many copies. Oh, no, you know what?
Hey, you know what? Bookstores have accepted it. Quimby's.
That's true. Oh, yeah, there you're right. Hey, no, that's my number two review. That guy, Bob Bummer, the guy I'm doing the zine with.
Yeah.
He said it was good, relatable shit. So thank you very much. Pickle scene. You know, check it out, folks.
Like, whenever I read comics or check out graphic novels, I look for stuff that I can relate to. You know?
Well, I hope so. I mean, that's what I'm trying to do. That's why I call it human stuff. You know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to, like, this is stuff that I feel like repeats in my life. So it's like, if this is something I deal with frequently, this must be stuff that other people deal with frequently. And that's sort of what I'm trying to do with that comic.
It will make people feel like less insane if they know, like, oh, shit, I'm not the only one. Like, this is great.
Yeah. Like, I did a little pandemic comic in this book, Cuts of Meat. I'm
but
forgetting.
The whole gimmick of the thing is meat.
I'm forgetting that. Hey, and also, I should mention this book is available at gracklestudio.com. There's a button right up on the top. Get Cuts of Me. I mean, that's where the store is for all the shit that we do. All the podcasts that we do.
Or Etsy, if you feel like it.
Yeah, Etsy, if you want to do it there.
If you have an Etsy gift card and you want to, like, spend your money on the notch.
I got a store there. Hey, and also, you can do a bundle, get the two books, get a little refrigerator magnet, and postcards and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun to do. I just set up a website for Human Stuff, set up a website for the pretty much autobiographical comic, Hey Cat. It's with me and my cat, but it's like a lot about me too, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like a quadrilogy if you think about it now.
You should just like put it all in one book at this point.
Yeah, might as well, folks. Okay, so that'll happen. Check it out, cracklestudio.com. It's available for purchase. But that's a book that you can believe in, folks. Whoa, they weren't supposed to laugh. I thought it was going to be...
That's okay. That means they're feeling something from what you just said.
Okay. Somebody got out of here. Wow. Oh, they have... Maybe they have ulcerative colitis.
Yeah, they had to use the bathroom real bad. I gave them the key.
Thank you very much. Okay, listen. And we don't mean to lock it up, but it's just like we have to do this kind of thing right now. It's like one in, one out, you know. Okay, mm-hmm. Let's speed it up. We're very, very far behind in terms of time, but like... We're like the number one show on the station, so what are we going to do?
Yeah, so if we need extra time, then they'll give us extra time.
This is our cool segment called Stuff That Happened on This Day.
Cool. Let's check it out.
There's the cool things. Hey, and this is like, I thought nothing happened on this day. If I'm going to be honest, like...
I bet a lot of things happened on this day.
Well, whatever day today is, June 13th?
Nothing happened on my... On my thing.
Wait, what day is... Wait, I'm losing my mind. June 9th, I'm sorry. Hey, also, something I wanted to mention about today, June 9th. Wednesday, June 9th, it's 6-9. You know what I mean? Today is 69.
Oh, it's 69. If you know, you know.
Oh my gosh, folks, and that's just all there is to it. Hey, so stuff that happened on this day. In 2020, get this, Jesse... 2020, at least 20 Indian soldiers, and I don't think this is Native American, I think it's India, at least 20 Indian soldiers killed in first deadly clash on the Chinese-Indian border in 45 years in the Galwan Valley in the Himalayas.
That's awful.
Did you ever hear about that? I didn't hear about this.
I didn't hear about that, no.
20 Indian soldiers were killed.
The mainstream media kept it away from us.
Lamestream media. By the Chinese army. I'll be damned.
The Chinese... Okay, go on.
Interesting. Okay, so here's another thing. 2017, Amazon announces it is buying Whole Foods for $13.7 billion. Hey, some people call it Whole Paycheck.
Hey, for being Whole Foods, I would think it's worth way more than $13.7 billion.
Too late, they sold. Wow. Bro.
Well, yeah, you know what? The first time I heard the term Whole Paycheck was at your friend's mom's funeral party.
Yeah.
His wife's mom was talking about berries or something, or juniper berries, or
Whoa.
Who knows what. But she's like, whole paycheck. She kept saying whole paycheck. I'm like, what?
Oh, yeah, she got some for, yeah, I remember that.
What is she talking about? And until I finally, like, asked you, like, what, like, she kept saying whole paycheck. Like, why, like, does she think that's, is that her way of saying something is expensive? But no, apparently, whole paycheck is another word for Whole Foods.
True. Check it out, folks. It's wonderful humor. So yeah, Amazon bought them. We haven't been there since, but I heard, like, people have, like, a lot of bad shit to say since Amazon bought them, and, like, the workers don't have a lot of good shit to say.
They're pissing in, they're like the old postal workers or garbage workers.
Not the people that work in the Whole Foods. Hopefully they got a bathroom in the grocery store, but these are like the delivery people.
Yeah.
But it's a bad company, like, and also, like, I understand we were, like, recommending one of their TV shows earlier, but, like, life is complicated.
What TV show was it?
The Borat Show.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Life is complicated. Because they allow people like that, that other whatever people don't want to give a platform to, right? Because it's like too risque, but they do it, you know.
Yeah, and they bought MGM, so it's like maybe they can give us a deal. Maybe we can get like a web platform.
Hey, maybe you can edit out the way I just like mumbled through that.
Nah, this is live on the radio. Ugh. Okay, listen, we can move on. We have to move on anyway. On this day in 2012, a collapse of a stage at a Toronto Radiohead concert kills one person. Oh my gosh.
So, this is Tom York was dancing so hard.
Yeah, he was slam dancing like a ska artist. Mm-hmm. So check it out. Beware if you go see a radio show.
Is that what you call it? Slam dancing?
Yeah.
That's what you call it, skanking?
Look.
Slam dancing.
What are you doing? What are you doing to me?
That's what you call it?
Look.
Like, I know what it is, but it's not called slam
Bro,
dancing.
Bro, come on. Look, I'm gonna look it up on fucking YouTube.
Fucking gosh darn.
What are you doing? I gotta put this on pause.
Hey, Grandpa.
On this day, real fast. What the fuck? Alright, listen. Look.
Aggressive dancing.
Look, this is what it's called. A new music that started a new culture. So it says on YouTube. I can't even hear it. Hey, but I can't. Is this gonna be fucking copyrighted or what?
I don't know, but they're not even showing anyone dancing anyway.
Well, where's the slam dancing? Hey, listen, am I being serious? This is what it's called.
It's called skanking. Get the hell out of here.
Look, he's slam
dancing.
Some people call it slamming. No. Some people call it pogoing. Some people call it skank. It's the same damn thing. Look, see, come on. It's the same damn fucking thing.
I mean,
see, he called it the slam.
I used to do that because I was a big poser back in the day.
Yeah, Jesse, exclusive.
Jesse the poser.
Did you pogo?
I used to do the little dumb skank move where you like, you know what? It really helped me as a woman though, like, because dudes would try to like get too close to me, like when I was like trying to like enjoy a show. And so I would just like
start slam dancing.
I would just like punch them out of my way.
That's cool.
Just keeps going like this.
Like. So that really helped out. But to me, it was skanking. I don't know about slam. I guess maybe I'm not familiar with that term.
Slam dancing. Anyhow, what are you gonna do? Like,
yeah, I know. I just made me feel like, I don't know, strong. You know, like I can like punch this motherfucker out of my way. Like this guy is trying to get close to me.
Hey, but this looks like what Tom York was doing when he collapsed the stage.
Yeah, he does.
He's slam dancing.
He's known for his silly dances. That's not even slam dancing. It's just. Just, I don't know.
No, he was skanking.
It's Yorkin.
He was Yorkin. Twerking and Yorkin.
He's twerking and Yorkin. Twerking
and Yorkin. Okay, hold on. Listen. Let's get back to the show, folks. That's just one of many things that happen on this day, to be honest. And we try to keep it honest on this show. So here's the thing that also happened today. Let me take you back to 1990, Jesse. You Can't Touch This topped the charts. Well, it peaked at number 8. You Can't Touch This by MC Hammer. Can you believe that shit?
And he had his big hammer pants.
I remember hearing this a million, I would say even a zillion times. So I'm surprised it was just number 8.
Wow, I would think it's at least number 3.
I would say number 1, probably number 0.
Number -0.
Wow, yeah, the number 1 song, really, if you think about it, is number 0. But no, it was number 8. That's like way low. So he was robbed.
Wow. I mean, that's interesting to hear. I had no idea.
1990, folks. Let me take you back to this day.
Hey, I was only 2 years old.
Whoa! I was like fucking 14, 16.
Whatever. You were like 6.
I had hammer pants.
You were 6 years old.
On my first job. Yeah, I was probably like 5, 6 years old. yeah. Okay, listen, folks.
You're only... Wait, how old are you?
21.
Okay.
Okay, let me take you back to 1944. George Steeney. Huh?
There's no more, huh?
Nah. Well, I don't know. This one's kind of like a bummer. 1944, George Steeney, a 14-year-old African-American boy, is wrongfully executed for the murder of 2 white girls, becoming the youngest person ever executed in the 20th century America.
What? Where was he executed? 14-year-old
boy.
Where?
Oh, goddammit. I forget. I don't know, but like, I wanted to mention that.
What year was that?
This isn't the 1800s, this is 1944.
Oh, no.
America federally executed a 14-year-old black child.
Sheesh.
I mean, like, imagine, like, they didn't do that to that boy that shot the protester, you know what I mean? Like, the fucking...
Stupid, what's his face? I don't even know. I don't even want to say his name because, like, I don't want to
forget
give
it.
Him.
But, like, I just think that's... I wanted to put this in the show. I know it's a bummer and it's a way, like, a crummy way to end the show, but... Like, that's not even fucking a million years ago. That's when World War II ended. You know, like...
2 years later, my great-grandma was born.
Jesus. My grandmother was alive at this time. She's like maybe 12 years old or something. So that's a trip. It's not even ancient history, you know? And that's just like America. That's the place that we live, folks. And Austin is a real piece of shit town. This freeway divides the town. Do you know what I mean?
It really does. Even, like, they were able to, like, show us, like, voting results, like, for the latest what do you call those things?
Election.
Hmm.
Oh yeah, we voted and it didn't work. Yeah,
it didn't work because of the way I said it, Austin trumped.
And maybe in like a metaphorical sense too.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that crazy?
Nothing new. Nothing new, Austin, Texas. So if you're on that side of town, we hope you still listen, but we have contempt for you, to be true.
Yeah.
All right, but we have to go, like, you know, like, we get to start talking about, like, we were going to show each other some, like, links and things after the show and, like, little songs and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, we'll go into our Patreon podcast. So if you subscribe to our Patreon, you'll hear all our little fun extra bits.
Yeah, and also, if you want to subscribe, go to our website, morningdrive.us. You know, all that stuff on that website is free, but, like, you can also... There's a link to Patreon, so you can support us there.
I mean, who doesn't love bloopers? You can hear all the bloopers, all the things that we cut out.
Yeah.
And you'll feel like you're closer to us, because you know...
We hope so.
...the true Jess and Notch.
Yeah, we can get, like, we can do some videos, maybe some cameos, too, if you want.
Yeah.
Okay, listen, folks, it's been a wonderful Wednesday. That's what we like to call it. WW.
We like to call it middle of the week.
Hashtag WW. And that's not Wonder Woman, even though I am wearing my Wonder Woman underwear from MeUndies.
Shout out to MeUndies if you want to sponsor us.
They make good bandana masks that you apparently cannot wear through LAX.
They make very soft undies, guys. They'll feel nice on your nads.
Oh my gosh, that's true. Listen. What can you do?
Alright, hey, thanks for joining me as the main host. Thank you, co-host, for joining me, Notch.
Thank you, Jesse. It's been wonderful to be here in a subservient position too.
Alright, guys, we'll see you tomorrow.
Holler. Yeah, we love you. And Morning Drive Pod. Thank you, Jesse. Thank you, Austin, Texas. Thank you, global listening audience.
Thank you, India.
Be safe. Be safe on the road. Woo!
What's next? Requiring a license to make toast in your own damn toaster?
What that means.
A goddamn concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a fucking up-tempo record every time I do a goddamn diff dedication.
We'll do it live! Fuck it! Fucking thing sucks!
It's very cool to follow the rules.
Yeah?
That's the idea.
Crack up!